Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and joining the podcast today is Southern Miss defensive back Kyle Hemby. Now, Hemby finished up his college career at Southern Miss. He started the JUCO route, which we're going to touch on. But first, let's go ahead and check on Kyle on this Friday, February 26th. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing awesome, man. You know, I'm just blessed for the opportunity. You know, I'm ready to talk. You know, I'm just happy you reached out to me and offered me this opportunity, man.
Absolutely, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to get players like you on the podcast, and you all offer different unique journeys to where you got, and that's a perfect segue because you ended up going the JUCO route out of John Carroll High School, signing to play at Iowa Western Community College. What went into your decision to start your college career at a JUCO?
Well, my being that I'm from like outside of Baltimore, you know, from Baltimore, but I went to school outside of Baltimore, and my area wasn't really heavily recruited, you know, and like I had some Division II, Division III's, and you know, just some smaller opportunities, you know, which I was thankful for, you know, and I feel as though if you're blessed to have an opportunity, I was like after high school, like that's just a huge blessing, but I saw a bigger of myself, you know, and I felt like I was like I had more potential, you know, and I just felt as though the JUCO route was good for me. You know, my high school head coach, he felt the same way, and my parents did as well, you know, and like going into it, I wasn't really sure, like, you know, I all I knew was about JUCO was like it being about the struggle, you know, a lot of the guys, their last chances and like things like that. So like I going in, you know, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, like. But as I went in, you know, and like after I made my decision and actually got into it, like, I'm not going to lie, it definitely was a struggle. And I mentioned in a previous article, like, I've done, like, definitely is like a gut check. But the first thing, like, that came to my mind, you know, my first week there was like, you know, like, it made me really think, like, man, like, I love this game. I love this game. Like, I would never quit it, you know. And it was like moments where it was like, man, like, this is hard, but you know, my love for and my passion for the game was my why, you know, and then I thought about more things like my family and stuff like that, you know, and it's like, man, this isn't that bad, you know, and that the mindset I attacked it was just pretty much a positive mindset at all times, you know. I looked at it like from the perspective of, you know, it could be worse, you know, I could not be able to play the game no more, you know, something with my body, you know. I was just blessed, you know, and like we don't look at it from that perspective often, you know. A lot of guys look at it from the perspective of just being, you know, spoiled, like we just got it, and like not thinking like it could be taken from you from any moment. So it's like that's the mindset I attacked it with, you know. Went in my first year, I got redshirted, you know, and I didn't like that one bit, you know, and I'm sitting here, I'm grinding, you know, practicing, just basically a practice player. And it was like, man, like, I gotta play. I didn't understand it, but the more I matured and grow, and like, I understood what my coaches saw in me. They wanted to save me for the following year, develop me, you know, just for developmental purposes. And like, I think, like, looking back on that now is like one of the best things like I've done, because like, going into Southern Miss, you know, I had that extra year. Instead of playing 2 years at Southern Miss, I was able to play three. So going from my redshirt year, you know, that year was just a lot of grinding on my own. You know, I worked out every day, running the hills in Iowa and cold, in the cold. You know, Iowa is big hills out there.
Yeah.
So I used to do that, you know, and that's how I kind of dealt with, like, I wasn't necessarily depressed, but, you know, I was a little discouraged because it was just like a humbling moment. But we all need a humbling moment, you know, come from high school, everybody toots your horn in high school and hypes you up. And like that humbling moment was good for me because it was an eye opener, you know, and it allowed me to know that, like, okay, I'm good, but, you know, like, there's still room for improvement. And like, I just looked at it as, hey, I'm redshirted and I need to get better. And that's how I attacked it. And then, like, from there, the following year, you know, you go from being a redshirt to a JUCO All-American. Like, that was just all the hard work, commitment, and dedication, you know. Like, just not giving up, persevering, you know. It's very hard. JUCO is a struggle. But, like, you know, tough people, I always believe in tough people last, you know. And like, I'm very tough, you know, on and off the field, just mentally, like, it just took a lot of gut and just growing, you know, to deal with it, you know. And I had a successful JUCO, I would say a successful JUCO career, you know, and it led to Southern Miss, you know. And I, out of JUCO, I had a pretty good amount of opportunities, you know, and like, I wanted to excel on the highest level, you know, with FBS. Like, I had like four FCS offers, Southern Miss, and then I had like some big time schools that wanted me to do the spring, like at Iowa Western, and then like they wanted to further evaluate me. But mm-hmm. I felt like Southern Miss was like the best, like a very good opportunity for me, you know. That year, 2018, they had like they're pretty much three of their starters in secondary, like two of them are in the league playing right now. One got picked up as a free agent, he doesn't play anymore, but they were in need, you know. And like on my visit, like the hospitality, you know, and the feeling, like, it just felt like home to me, you know. And like, the people were so kind, the coaches, they were loving, you know. And it was just like, it gave me a very genuine feeling, rather than, you know, just doing the spring ball just to go to a school that's big, you know. So it's like, I kind of made my decision based off of my situation, which worked for me, you know. My parents, they helped me in the decision making process, and like, definitely blessed and happy I made the decision, because I mean, obviously led me to where I am today. But as far as just like that JUCO route and that JUCO journey, it definitely, like, I wouldn't trade that for anything, you know. Like, coming from high school, like high school to Division One, high school to college ball in general, no matter the level, is a huge jump. But me being able to go from high school to Iowa Western to play the JUCO level, you know, you play some really good players that may have came from back from a Division One that are going to bounce back to go to another institution. Like, I got to see a lot. I got to learn, you know. And it kind of propelled me right into the highest level, if it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I can see that, because when you transfer to Southern Miss, you were pretty darn effective in that first season. You were second team All-Conference USA. Obviously, that year at JUCO helped elevate your level and provided you that stepping stool to Southern Miss.
Yes, definitely. I would agree. You know, it was like, I knew what I was stepping into, you know, and I knew, like, depth-wise, Southern Miss was, like, I mean, they had guys on roster, but, like, they were down on safeties, you know. And, like, I remember my first fall camp, like, reading articles, like, Southern Miss secondary is at risk, you know, with so-and-so leaving, this and that. Me and my boy Ty, he actually went to East Mississippi. Like, we were coming in, and, like, I remember reading an article saying, like, we don't know if they're going to produce when they come in or not. So, like, they kind of basically were saying, like, our secondary was questionable. And, you know, like, I kind of use that as, you know, another chip. You know, I've always had that chip on my shoulder. Just especially it grew a lot bigger in JUCO. Just give me a nastiness and aggression and just a swagger about myself, you know. And it was like reading that just told me, like, pretty much like, okay, you know, I gotta make some noise, you know. They're not woke yet, you know. And my thing was like, gotta wake them up. So like that first year, you know, I think I ended up being I was number two in the country for interceptions.
With six of them, bro. I did my homework. You woke me up, that's for sure.
Yeah, so like I'm looking at, like, after the season, I'm like, wow, like we played 11 games that year, and like I played pretty much like I would say 10, because like it was some games where I didn't play as much as I would have liked, you know. And I averaged, like, I had 6 interceptions in 10 games. I was averaging like a half an interception a game. So like it was just like, man, like early, I came in early and made an impact. And like from that moment, it was like, you know, let's just keep building, you know. And like the next year, you know, I didn't have as many interceptions, but I doubled my tackles, led my team in tackles, had, you know, a pretty solid season. And, you know, it just was the consistency, just keeping it consistent. Even this past year, it didn't go really as planned. I believe we went 3-7. We dealt with a lot of adversities, but I wouldn't trade this last year for anything, you know. Like, just going through, you know, like you said, you did your research, you know, we had three different head coaches. I believe we had like 7 starters opt out, like 20 players in total opt out. So it was like, mm-hmm. This year was more of a personal year, just a character year. So like, to me, no matter the outcome, you know, the guys that stuck with us through the end, you know, our coaches that literally knew that they weren't going to have a job after the season, for them to come every day and just to show compassion and love and push us to be great. Like, this year was just like one of my favorites, you know. And no matter the outcome, you know, no matter the stats, what it says on paper, this year was just a very, like, a year that just allowed me to grow as a person as well. You know, I became more of a vocal leader to my team, instead of normally I would lead by example, but like, that year, it just pushed me to be vocal because it was a lot of adversity. You know, you got COVID, coaching switching, opting out, games getting canceled, games getting postponed. It was a lot of a lot of stuff, miscellaneous things in the air. You never knew what it was week by week. And like, my thing was, I just wanted to keep everybody hungry, keep everybody together, you know. And like, other guys did their part as well. And it was just amazing to see like a group of guys. And like, I know for a fact, like, this upcoming season, Southern Miss is going to be a very good team, you know, because those guys, majority of those guys stuck around. So I'm excited to see that. But just the whole college experience, just, it was amazing, you know, the culture at Southern Miss. I was brought in, you know, off the rip, just, and like, I think, like, with my personality, I'm a very selfless person, and like, I'm very easy to get along with. Like, I just messed with everybody up, like, as soon as I, like, got there, you know. And it was just, like, that first year was amazing, man. Like, I think we finished, like, in total, like, for defense, we were, like, number 3 defense in the country. And it was, like, man, it was a different, like, type of energy there, man.
It looks like, you know, you've enjoyed that experience there, which is always important, because as you had the challenges, the adversity that you faced at Iowa Western Community College, then to Southern Miss, which... things that you've overcome, you grow as a person, you grow as a leader, as you talked about, Kyle. But I want to talk to you a little bit more about your personal skill set, because interceptions were your thing, 6 of them in that 2018 season. You had 2 in 2019, 1 in 2020, of course, with the shortened season. You had a lot of game cancellations. What aids your ability to make plays on the ball?
Honestly, it's really... preparation, you know. I watch a lot of, you know, I kind of idolize my game up with like some of the greats, you know, like I kind of try to steal it.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Their nastiness and stuff, but for myself, like, I always had a nose for the football, you know, like, whether I make the play or not, like, you turn the film on, I'm always around it. Like, in high school, I think my sophomore year, I have a record in one of the schools I went to. I had, like, 8 interceptions in the season, had 3-1 game. I have, like, at different schools, I have records for catching interceptions, you know, and it's like, I just always been a ball hawk in every sport I played, and especially football. But like, when it comes to like my skill set and stuff, like, a lot of scouts, like, they have like the ball hawking label on me. But like, I kind of try to show them, like, you know, on tape, like, you turn the tape on, I'm very aggressive, you know, I hit too. So like, I'm a tackler as well as a ball hawk. So like, very versatile, you know, it's very spread out, you know. With the first year, I have 6 interceptions with 54 total tackles. The next year, two interceptions with 90 tackles, you know. So like, I kind of want to show my versatility throughout, but my skill set is more so of just, I would say I'm just a ball player, you know. I wouldn't limit myself. I'm a ball hawk. I tackle. I'm aggressive when I tackle. I tackle with an attitude. I fly around, you know, like, my hair is on fire, man. It's just like, when I turn the tape on, my goal when I watch myself is wherever the ball is, like, I should see myself on the screen, you know, like, whether I make the play or not, I should be present on that screen. And that's how I see it, you know. And like, that first year, the interceptions, I was kind of putting myself, like, when we watch film of other teams and we're watching their plays or whichever personnel, things like that, I would always watch like tendencies and stuff, you know. I would put myself in like the position that the DB is in, whether we're watching North Texas versus La Tech. I'm watching La Tech's defensive backs and I'm putting myself in their shoes, you know. So I see this route, okay, balls here, timing, things like that. And that kind of helped me with being in the right place at the right time, you know. And like, a few of my interceptions, I jumped, like, I had 6 that first year. 4 of those were like interceptions that I jumped. I would say like the other 2 maybe were like a tip up or like maybe a bad throw. But, you know, I got to give myself some credit. I just, wherever the ball is, you know, I just got to be there. You know, it doesn't feel right. You know, like, even if my guys are like, they got a sure tackle, like, somebody secured, you know, like, I still got to be present just in case the ball pops out and I can scoop it up, or in case he slips through, you know, to finish it off. So like, my skill set is definitely just very versatile, you know. Like, the question you asked me about me being a DB or just a safety, I feel honestly like at the next level, I could be used at safety, whether it be strong safety, free safety, maybe even a little bit of nickel, outside backer, you know, wherever the scheme needs, you know. I feel like I'm that guy, that kind of a swing guy that's very versatile that you can use in multiple ways, you know.
Also about your game, Kyle, is that you've also been a consistent force on special teams throughout your college career. What can an NFL team expect to see from you in that phase of the game?
Well, yeah, you hit it on the head. You know, I played, being a starter 3 years at Southern Miss, you know, normally your starters, they play special teams here and then, but like every year I requested to be on kickoff, you know, play gunner on punt. I was outside hold up guy on PBR. You know, my first year I even played a little bit of kick return. I was on the front line, you know. So like, I'm versatile with that too. And you know, like I mentioned previously, my aggression and like hitting and things like that. Like, I mean, that right there is amazing on special teams. A guy that wants to run down and punish somebody, like, that's what I want to do. Like, even if I play, you know, say I'm blessed to have the opportunity to start at safety one day, like, whoever the special teams coordinator is going to get tired of hearing me saying, like, man, just throw me in on kickoff at safety or something, you know. Like even at Southern Miss, I started on kickoff as a 3, which is like a guy that's going down to hit something. And, like, they started kind of saving me. They put me at safety. And I, like, at first I was like, man, I'm trying to get into action. Y'all put me at safety. But, like, this past year I made a good amount of tackles on kickoff at safety. Like, and I made some pretty big ones. So it's like, you know, I'm versatile in that area too. And I'm open to playing anything. You know, I even caught punts for a little while, returned a little bit. So, like, definitely on the next level, that would be key, you know. And, like, you know, special teams is sometimes somebody, any, like, it may be a guy's ticket, you know. And, like, I wouldn't be mad if I played special teams just, like, for a few years until I got my opportunity, you know. And, like, I'm a team guy. Like, I'll do whatever for my team. Like, if I got to go out there and long snap, I'll long snap the ball and go down there and make the tackle, you know. So, like, I'm just very versatile, bro. Like, just overall, like, when it comes to playing or just special teams, you know, I do it all.
Well, I like that mindset. I'm sure your college coaches did as well, as will the NFL scouts and the general managers as they continue to get to know you, Kyle. But you recently played in the 2021 Hula Bowl and the College Gridiron Showcase that occurred in Fort Worth, Texas. What were those events like for you, and what did you benefit from them?
Those, honestly, I feel like those were, like, tremendous. You know, they went well, you know, and it was like, I'm glad I partake in both of them, you know, because it was like a lot of networking going on. You know, College Gridiron Showcase, I believe it was a representative from, I think it 30 out of 32, it was a representative of, like, 30 of the teams in the NFL. And, like, I got to talk to a good amount of scouts, you know. They had seminars with some retired NFL players, you know, and things like that. They kind of gave us more information on, like, the business aspect of the NFL, like money, how contracts work, endorsements. Like, I learned a lot, you know, and, like, I had a notebook. I was writing, jotting down notes. You know, I met some really good people. And, like, I would say the College Gridiron Showcase, it was awesome because, like, just the networking aspect, because it wasn't like an all-star game. It was more of a showcase. You know, we just did, like, all the combine drills. But the scouts were there and present to see it all. You know, it was all on film. And, like, it was amazing, you know. And it was a really good group of guys, like the defensive back group that I went with. You know, it was a lot of talent. Everybody there was, you know, normally when you go to events, it's guys that, like, guys are trying to outshine. I mean, it's a showcase. You're trying to put your best foot forward and things. But, like, it was just a genuine event. Like, you know, guys were giving each other pointers, you know. It was a lot of respect being passed around, you know. And, like, the guys that ran, I think it's Mark Littleman. And, like, he was, like, I think it's Mike Littleman, my bad. I seen him in the hotel, you know. And, like, he's a really cool dude. And, like, he walked up to me, gave me a high five. He's like, well, it's just, like, a very classy event, you know. And then the Hula Bowl as well. Like, I mean, how often can you say, like, the game of football took you to Hawaii for free? Like, that was amazing, you know. Just that was my first time going to Hawaii. I've been to multiple places, but, like, Hawaii was amazing, you know. My head coach was Hall of Famer Mike Singletary. Like, that was amazing. Like, being able to talk to him and be around him for a week, that was cool. You know, Rex Ryan, Mark Sanchez, those guys, it was just, like, amazing. And as well, like, the networking was good too. You know, we had a lot of NFL representatives there as well. And, like, during the game, you know, I had, like, one of the biggest hits of the game, so I'm sure that caught a lot of guys' eyes, you know. I'm not sure if you saw it or not, but, like, it was, like, a play where the running back was about to score, and I showed my closing speed, and, like, I put a good one on him. So, like, and the commentators, they were saying, oh, that's a great hit by Henby. That's the best hit of the day, you know. That's something the scouts going to see, you know. It's going to catch the scouts' eyes. They're going to be like, man, we need that in our secondary, you know. It was like, my goal going in was like, man, just I got to make a play, you know, so that they put my stats and me on the TV, and that's exactly what I did. So I feel like with those two events that I did, you know, it definitely was a good choice to do, you know, and it helped in my favor, I believe.
It seems like you've had a good amount of experiences at those events and starting to get a little bit more exposure to your name, Kyle. And with that being said, who have you been training with leading up to April's draft?
Well, I'm down here in South Florida. I've been training at Bomberito's Performance, you know, one of the best to ever do it, you know, Bomberito's Performance Systems, you know. The training and everything here is amazing, man. Like, I've never been in, like, I've never really trained for a thing like a combine or anything like that. You know, when you're high school, you just go to those showcases and just run. Like, but like being here, you know, the trainers, Pete himself, like these guys are like literally gurus to like running and stuff like that. And I'm blessed like that. I'm just able to be here, you know, like training every day, like the training, the nutrition, the recovery, things like that. Like, it's just like, wow, like my body's never felt this good, like since I've started playing like college. So it's like, man, I'm excited for my pro day, which is actually a month on the dot away from now. You know, like I feel like I put myself in the best place for me to train, to be ready, you know, and like, I'm just counting down the days, you know, every day just getting better here. And it's like, it's just everything I could ask for, you know, the weather's nice. The trainers that's training me, these guys are they're relatively younger, you know, so like we can relate, we talk, they love us, you know. Pete, he's here, he actually loves us, you know, he wants us to be great. It's like he's pushing us, and it makes me feel like he's my actual coach, you know, like he gives me that coach feeling. He's not just in it for the money, you know, he's actually in it for like us, you know, and that's one thing I appreciate, you know, like just being here, man. Like, I'm blessed, and I honestly glad that I chose to train here.
Well, that's good to hear, Kyle. You always want to be in the best possible environment, especially at this point in your career, training, trying to get to the next level. And so as we close out this interview, Kyle, what is your message to all those who may not know of your name?
Hey, I would just, you know, I'm a humble guy, you know, and I put a lot of work in, you know. I believe in myself. I never been the first guy chosen, but, you know, I've always lasted, you know, and I always left my mark and made people remember me, you know. So my advice to everybody is just to stay woke, you know. I'm coming up. I'm grinding. I'm definitely, like, expecting big things, you know. I always expect big things out of myself, you know. That's number one. I believe I can do anything. I believe that I'm one of the best at what I do. And, like, soon enough, you know, people are going to see it. That's all I got to say. Just stay woke, stay tuned. You know, it's just the beginning right now. And like, definitely, I'll definitely be an eye opener this upcoming season.
Go ahead and drop the mic while you're at it, man. You're preaching over there.
Yes, sir. You know, I always got to preach. And, you know, before I go off here, you know, I want to thank you for just giving me the opportunity. You know, like I said earlier, just things like this is big, you know, with me being, like you said, a lot of people don't know about me. I'm blessed that you're giving me the exposure, you know, and I'm very thankful.
Hey, man, absolutely. This is what I live for, man, trying to give you all platforms. And you know what, Kyle, though? I do know your name, man. Prior to this interview, I've been keeping tabs on you. I watch a lot of Conference USA football. You are certainly a player that was always catching my eye watching games, and you're productive on the field, productive off the field as well. And now you can hear in your voice, you know, growing as a leader, which is a very important factor for players that want to be successful. It sounds like you're fired up. You're excited to take that next step, man. And I'm just glad to be a part of the process.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. And like you said, hey, we locked in, man. You know, if you need anything, you can always hit me up. And if I need anything, I always won't hesitate to reach out to you, brother.
Absolutely, man. Well, you know what? Keep up the great work. Keep training hard. Trust in God's plan. And the right door will open up along the road, man. So be safe and God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.